the kever. If the son died first, he could not have the Yerusha to say Yashin's his mother was in the kever. Lahan chaliyachim minav, to give it over to his brothers from the same father. So therefore, Dafkos, the son was born and not of his own Yenuber.
Talimor says, hey, it's not that way. What are you telling me now? If the mother, when the mother dies, so the pshat is that the Uber dies first. Therefore, the Uber is not Yashin his mother. Mor says, no, but what happened? The case where the mother died, and then they opened up and took the baby out, and the baby was still moving around. It made three movements. So the baby was still alive even after the mother died. And then the baby died. So see, it's possible to say that the mother should die first, and then the ben should yashin, and then the ben should die. So Mor says, no. That's a different case. That's a case to the tail of our tov, a lizard. That even after you kill the lizard, still the tail moves around. But not the pshat, it's a sib that's alive. But about its mace, just it still moves a little bit. The pirchis, that even the mefarchis, even after you kill the tlo, still the tail moves around. Ma'ab read Rabbi Yosef, shmeid the Rebbe Omer. He says like this. Lema, the Mishnah means to say, Shemamayit b'chelek b'chayrim. Now, if Kamina is, if you have this ben, it could be no, it's one parent, and there are a few sons. And now the Chiddush is that this son that was born, he was one day old, he yarshins his father, and then when he dies, the brother takes it back from him. So, my Nafkamina, Shemamayit b'chelek b'chayrim, that's Nafkamina. Let's say first there were only two brothers, and this is the third brother. So there was one b'chor and a second brother. So this brother wouldn't, if this less son would have not have a shame ben, so then the b'chor would take mamish two-thirds, because there's only two brothers involved. But now that there's a fourth brother, now that there's a third brother involved, so now the chelek ha-b'chor is only one-quarter. So that's nafkamina, how much of a chelek the b'chor takes, whether this ben yemechet is called the ben, is called yelud or not. So even though true, when the son dies, the other brothers can take it back, but nafkamina v'chapen the chelek ha-b'chor that the first b'chor takes, how much of a chel does he get? Two portions in. Now, v'yom amah b'red Rabbi Yeshua mishmei d'rovo ben sh'nolad acha misasav. A ben that was born after the father died, means say the mother was pregnant, the father died, and then she gave birth, is einam amayit b'chel b'chorim. The law is when the father dies, the b'chor takes two portions between the brothers that are alive, then b'shas the father dies. Even though later, when this son is born, when the mother gives birth, he now gets the chelik in Yerusha, but he's not mamayit in the chelik habachor. The chelik habachor is totally how many children were alive b'shas the father dies. My time was the reason. The yoldu loy binan. So the pshat is the yoldu loy has to first be born. Meses the parsha of ben habachor loshim the yoldu loy. So only by a lady if the kid is born is the parsha of a b'chor. Then he's mamayit in the chilak ha-b'chor, but before the kid is born, he's not mamayit in the chilak of the Yerusha of the b'chor. Yeah, b'suria masnuhochi, this is the word learned in pshat in Suria. But pavadisa masnuhochi, but pavadisa learned like this, that oma mar b'red rab yesef, v'shmei derova, b'chor shenoylad liyacha misa soviv, the b'chor was born after the father died, meaning to say the mother was pregnant, and after the father died, then she gave birth, let's say, to twins, two boys. So Locher is then, Ein Anoito Pishnaim, the first one that comes out, does not get two Cholokim, does not get two-thirds of Yerusha. My time, what's the reason? Yaakov Binan, Voleka. The Yaakov means you have to recognize, the father has to recognize the Bechor. And not over here, that he was first born after the father was mace. Halimur says, V'hilchus Soka Chol Hani Lishno, Tema Bred Rabbi Yosef Mishmei Derov. We pass on all these less Halochis, of my bread Rabbi Yosef Mishmei Derov. Now it says the Ahorga Chayiv Mishnah says somebody kills a ben yoimechod, he's Chayiv Misa. The pasuk says v'ish kiyake kol nefesh, mashem mikol mokem, any type of a nefesh is Chayiv Misa. Then it says v'regu liyoviv liimoy luchol kroivov kichos and shalim. If a kid one day old is his parent and his kroivim like a real person. So more says l'may hilchos of which halachis. Omerav Papa means linyan avelus, the parasha of avelus. That if his son one day old dies, that the parents have to sit shiva. If so, come on, who does it go like? The loiker of Shimon Gamliel. The Yomuk of the Shimon Gamliel says like this, that called Shesho, Lamid Yom, Biyodam, Enan Nefel. Somebody that could wait that's alive 30 days, that's not called a nephil. But mashma holoi shor, if the kid did not live 30 days yet, holoi shor, suffik heavy, it's only a suffik whether he's a ben kayyam or nephil. Therefore, when a suffik, there's no chiv avelis. See, for that, our Mishnah says, even a ben yemechad is chayv in avelis, if he dies, the pshat is, it's not like Yeshua ben Gamliel. Morris says, could be no. I'll answer you, Hoka b'mayas kino, what our Mishnah is talking about, Hoka b'mayas kino, tikim lei shekol lei chadoshe. If he were talking about, we know clearly, it's a 9-month-old baby. The baby was there for 9 months. And therefore, as soon as he's born right away, he's considered to be a ben kayoma. So in such a case, if he dies the first day, the parents would have to sit shiva, there'll be a din avelus. Now the Mishnah says, bas gimel shonim v'yemecha, the girl that's 3 years old, and one day, salochri is miskadeshes b'biya. If the father marries her off, so they can make kedushin biya, her biya, the kiss is called the maisa biya now. If she's less than 3 years old, it's not called a biya. But once she's 3 years old in one day, that's called a biya. V'imbole yovim kona, that's in a case where the brother died, and the brother alive right now wants to make yibum, and the wife is only 3 years old, so he makes the biya with her, he's kona, it's called the maisa biya, maisa yibum. And v'chayovim mole mishumeshes ish, like once, let's say the father marries her off, or else here by yibum, so she becomes married, and then if somebody else lives with her, so he's chayiv misa for living with an eshes ish. That's the new halacha, that if a man lives with a nida, so not only does it become tamei as a negiya, touching a nida, but when he lives with a nida, as the biyah sheboy, he has tumas nida on him, he's tamei for 7 days. And b'yoni chidish is though, his tumah letamei mishkaf tachtoim. Now this boil nida, the man, when he lies on something, he gives it a tumas mishkaf, but not like a regular tumas zav or nida that makes into an avatumah. He only makes it ke'elyoin, shalzav, meaning to say it only has like a rishon l'tumah that it can metama oichle in the mashkin, but not really like enough hatum itself. But I call upon whoever lives with this girl, even though she's only 3 years old, if she's a nida, he has a loch of a boyal nida. Now, niseis l'koyin, if she has nisuyin, she gets married to a koyin, is toicha b'truma, even in the rabbana now, she's allowed to eat truma. Halacha is a bas yisro when she gets married to a kohen. So midi yiraisa radi after the kedushin and eris arusa is lari truma. But midi rabbanan though we have to wait till she has a din nesuyin. So that's the chiddush with her. Once she's 3 years old, you can have nesuyin on her. But we don't have kedushin. She can get married when she's 1 day old. If the father is mekabel the kesef for him, so she could have a din arusa on her. But a din nesuyin is only cha when she's royal abia when she's 3 years old. If let's say a mamzel lives with her or a goy lives with her, is posla minakuna. Now this girl has a din achalala on her that she can't marry a kayin. It's called a bia. But less than 3 years old is nothing. Let's say a brother, let's say any person that's an erva to her, hamuris patura says in the Torah, is mumsin aleh, they get misa because of her. But the patura, she's potter for misa because she's only 3 years old. She's la baronchin. By koponim, they'll get misa for living with her. Tochus mikan, let's say she's less than 3 years old. Tochus mikan, then the lech docher is kenosin espavain. It's like putting your finger in your eye, which means nothing. That's not called a bia, and therefore she's not had no kedushin through this bia. The other people are not chayiv. It's not called a boil nida. It's not called a bia if she's less than 3 years old. Tana rabban, one like this. Bas gimul shonim, a girl that's 3 years old, miskadesh is babia. She could have kedushin through bia. Diva Rabbi Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. By 3 years old, a bia is called a bia. Like it says in our Mishnah, the chomer and the chomer say bas gimel shonim v'yemechad. Also, 3 years old in one day. The question is, my benai, what's the machlekes over here? Rabbi Meir also says bas gimel shonim. So what does Rabbi Meir mean to answer and say later on and say v'yemechad? So the Gemara says amri dvar Rabbi Yanai, erev rosh hashanah kebenel. That's nafkamina. In other words, does it have to be 1 day in the 4th year? Or else, no, let's say the kid was born in Rosh Hashanah, and now Erev Rosh Hashanah, last day of the year, so it's enough to have 3 full years? Or do you have to have 3 full years in 1 day? That would be enough, Kamina. Rashi is there, Rosh Hashanah, Shoshana Revi'ah, Rav Meir Gufa, Lehevi Baz Biyad Yom Achroin Shel Shlishis. So the last day of the 3rd year, that's Erev Rosh Hashanah. Ulurabbanan adlamacha de mikla yerushim revius. That's not kamina. You have to have the first day of the fourth year, or it's enough the last day of the third year. That's not kamina. That's the machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rabbi Yehuda says no, that lamin yoyim bashona chashuv bashona kibinayu. Nafkamina is, do you have to have a three complete years? Or maybe no, it's enough to have 2 years in 1 month. That 30 days of a year is considered like a whole year. That's considered like you have a whole third year ready. That's the machlekes. Like Rashi says, Rabbi Meir. As long as 30 days went by in the third year, have a bas, he's called a bas bia. Ol rabbanan ad mikla shana revius till it starts another fourth year. The gavanel is the big nafkamina. All the end of the third year, they have to have a complete year, was enough just 30 days of that year. Nothing more says. Mosiv meis, we have a question. It says the Mishnah bas bia mushonim fiafilu. Braiso, Rafilu Bash Shte Shon of Yom Echod is Miskadesh's Babiya. Did Rabbi Meir? Here the Braiso says 2 years and 1 day is enough according to Rabbi Meir. You don't have to have 30 days. But the Chomer say no, Bas Gimel Shon of Yom Echod, you have to have a complete 3 years and 1 day. That's when it's fit to have Biya. So what's like